Next questions for Harwinder and Kyle. And Kyle can go first. This election campaign appears to be about which party can spend the most. The revenue required to pay for these promises must come from somewhere. There is talk of spending multiple billions of dollars. Where do you see this money coming from, and can your party promise it won't come from a tax increase?
I have the best perspective in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your money. Listen, our party actually isn't promising to spend money. We're promising to cut our spending. We're not promising to cut social spending on social programs. What we're promising to do is to stop using our credit card to help other countries, to stop climate change in Africa and South America, to build hospitals in South America that may or may not be used, to build roadways in Africa, to build roadways in China, to build bridges in China, to build pipelines. There's so much money leaving this country, and it's costing us all a lot in taxes. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring in a flat tax system. We're going to eliminate three of the five tax rates, and we're going to raise the federal income tax exemption from $12,200 to $15,000. What that means is seniors on OAS, GIS, or CPP aren't paying federal income tax anymore. That's about a $400 advantage. Not much, but it's an increase. The flat rate tax will be 15% from $15,000 to $100,000. The average two-income earning Okanagan family earns about $62,000. They're going to see about $2,300 returned to them in taxation. Other things we're looking to do is we're going to end supply management. Supply management costs the average Canadian family about $600 and the average single Canadian or senior somewhere around $300 a year. We're putting money back into the pockets of Canadians. That's the biggest promise that we're making to Canadians this election. And that's what sets the People's Party of Canada apart from the rest of the parties up here. We're looking to bring fairness and respect back to your wallets, because these parties have forgotten who pays for their promises. It's not them. They're not bestowing stuff upon us. They're asking you for your tax dollars, and they're going to use them to get the votes that they're looking for. We're not looking to buy your votes, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking to bring fiscal prudence back to your tax dollars so you have more money in your pockets. And that's very possible without cutting social spending. Last year, the Liberals could have had an $8 billion surplus. They chose to create a deficit. Just between corporate welfare, foreign development aid, the CBC, and building the pipelines alone, we can get $13 billion into the budget. So if you add that 8 plus 13 is 21, we're $3 billion in a surplus right there in our first year, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll put the money back in your pocket, not take it out, like the rest of these people up here are promising to do. Thank you.
First of all, I would like to clarify, I don't know about other parties, but NDP is always about social services, and that's why we're called socialists. And that means we will never increase average working class or marginalized people's tax. We are very clear in our platform that we are going to increase 1% tax to the corporations and the wealthy who make more than $20 million a year, which will generate $70 billion. Plus, by closing the loopholes and making the rules that your money, as I said, your taxpayers' money go offshore to avoid the tax, that will bring $12 million plus. It depends, because right now we have no idea how much money is in tax havens offshore. So that money and the money that we will, and the oil subsidies, $3.3 billion can give you one bed, hospital bed, for 160 days. And education to 260,000 students, free education, plus job training for 36,000 people. So it's all about priorities. Our priorities are people. And as I said, programs like PharmaCare will generate money, like free dental care when people cannot afford to have the dental care, go to dentist, they come to hospital, then they end up getting hospital dentistry, surgery and stay, and that costs you more. You're already paying more. It's about, we are clear, it's not increasing about average people's tax. If it was, I wouldn't be working class, middle class, I wouldn't be standing up with NDP. So that's a fear-mongering and the wrong messaging that you need to be aware of. And the other thing is, I'll give you one example by student. We are talking about waiving the past and future interest on student loans, not offering entirely free student education because we want to be realistic. Student loans last year at this government over 4 years made $3 billion just from student interest on loans. But on the other hand, at the same time, they gave $6 billion handout to the corporation. So our priorities will be different, right? Like Andrew Scheer announced $4,000 a tax break to the families whose kids go to private schools. Our priority would be the kids who go to school hungry. It's all about priorities. Monies is there. For example, MRIs. We have MRI at Vernon Jubilee. Before, governments wouldn't do it, provincial government, because they were boosting the private MRI sector. Now we have MRI. How many people we were sending to Kelowna daily with the paramedic team, one RN, then another RN or overtime to replace her. Money is being spent. And that's why by being proactive, we can save more money by being proactive, not reactive. So all that fear-mongering and the messaging. So those are few key priorities. And again, I said Amazon, eBay, taxing those.